What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to my Audio Boom channel. That's where you're listening to this at, or unless you're listening to somewhere else. And so if you are, I appreciate it. I've got to make this recap really fast because my son just woke up, so I'm sure it's going to be getting chaotic in here. I'm actually talking about the episode called The Reverse Flash Returns. I know I'm behind. I'm trying to catch up. I think I have Fastlane to watch, and then Something Earth 1 and 2, and then I'll be caught up with The Flash. I'm trying to catch up on all my shows. I'm so behind on everything. I'm saving Arrow for last, because I've got like 5 or 6 episodes, but that's a whole different story. Let's talk about The Flash, Reverse Flash Returns. Jesus Christ, another freaking Flash has come to us. It's a yellow Flash, but it's not the one that we killed, because this one's from a different alternate universe. Oh my God, it's so confusing. All these freaking Flashes are really starting to get on my nerves. Even though I think they're really cool, it's just hard for me to keep up, because it's like so many worlds, and I'm so confused. And then what? And then in this episode also, they throw out the thing of Jay could have a doppelganger, and we could get his cells and put it in him and get his speed back. So it's like, Jesus Christ, doppelgangers, how many? So confusing. So yeah, that's what you got to keep up with in this episode. But the Yellow Flash does return and does cause mayhem, and the Flash does capture him, which was cool. I loved that whole fight between both of them. That was cool, the chase and everything else, and I loved how the Flash runs so fast. He runs through the wall and punches the Reverse Flash, so that was cool. All that whole stuff was really good, but everything around it was very confusing. Very confusing. Another thing that annoyed me in this episode was Barry being a douchebag. Yes, he was being a serious douchebag to Patty. Patty gave him, like, so many opportunities for him to come clean, and he refuses. And I know that some of y'all out there are probably like, he did it because he wants to keep her safe. I get it, but he can't be doing that all the time. And plus, Patty was hot. But she gets her final figure out. She figures it out. Well, she already figured it out earlier, but I mean, she finally gets confirmation when the Flash shows up at the train, which was pretty smart. I'm telling you, Patty was a smart girl. He should have got with her. I'm telling you. That's pretty much it. I mean, other stuff happened in this episode, you know, what's her face, actually forgives her mom, I don't know, I just, is he in that this episode? I don't even remember. Maybe it's the wrong episode. I can't remember, yeah, no, she does, Iris does, Iris does forgive Francine, which is, that's cool. I don't know. I just don't know about that whole. I still don't like the douchebag brother that just came around. Also, what's his name? Wally? Is that his name? Iris's stepbrother or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I don't know about him. I don't trust him. And I think this next episode, he's supposed to be doing more Fast and the Furious stuff. Oh, God, whatever. Anyways, that's it. That's it for this Flash review. If I had to give it a scale of 1 to 10, I need to start doing this again. If I had to give this episode from scale 1 to 10, I would probably give this 7 because I was confused. Yeah, 7. A good strong 7 for the Flash. The Reverse Flash Returns. Hopefully I'll get more reviews and a few. I'm trying to get a few out today, some more, but we'll see. Because I'm looking at the video camera now and my son is out the crib. So he's going to be running here and kicking open the door like a little Flash in just a few minutes. So, or matter of seconds, who knows? All right, people, have a great weekend, and stay here and check out some of my other rants and reviews by myself. Plus, I do them with fellow podcasters, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. I'm watching that camera. And also, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy, and iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. And shout-outs to my girl, Anna B. from Australia. She's a big fan of Arrow and The Flash. She actually does stuff with me for Arrow. You can check out some of her reviews on thevro.com. Go there, type in The Flash, Arrow, and you can check out her write-ups there. All right, have a good one. Peace out. Bye-bye.